Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 24, Redemption. What redemption really means. Redemption is one of those words we hear so often in church that we assume we understand it. We use it to describe getting our life back on track or recovering from a bad season. But Scripture means something far deeper, far more beautiful, and far more costly. When Paul writes that we have redemption through his blood in Ephesians 1:7, he isn't talking about self-improvement, he's describing a rescue. In the ancient world, redemption meant being bought out of slavery. It meant someone else paying a price. You could never pay, so you could walk free. It meant your life no longer belonged to the old master. That's why Paul also says, you are not your own. You were bought at a price in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Redemption isn't about trying harder. It's about belonging to someone who refused to leave you where you were. It's about a God who stepped into your bondage not to negotiate with you, but to purchase you outright with the blood of his Son, and that changes everything. Redemption means you don't have to earn your way back to God. You don't have to prove you're worth saving. You don't have to climb out of the pit before he reaches in. Grace means the price was paid before you ever took a step toward him. As Paul says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. The blood of Christ didn't just clean you up, it claimed you. It declared that your life has value, that you are wanted, that you are no longer defined by your failures or your past. Peter calls it the precious blood of Christ in 1 Peter 1:18-19, reminding us that the cost of our redemption wasn't silver or gold. It was the life of the one who loved us enough to give himself for us. That's how much you matter to God. Redemption also means transfer out of darkness and into his kingdom. Paul says God delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Colossians 1:13. You are not trying to earn your place there, you were brought there. So when we say we are redeemed, we're not saying we've turned over a new leaf. We're saying we've been bought back, brought home, and made his. Redemption is not a reward for good behavior. It is the declaration of God's love, the proof of his grace, and the beginning of a new identity. You are redeemed, not because you earned it, but because he wanted you. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.